Jesus says that the true bread from heaven had been sent down from God and gives life to the world. The people respond, "Give us this bread all the time. We want it." Their response was similar to the woman at the well's response when she said, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." She was thinking physical. Jesus was speaking spiritual. So was this crowd. They were thinking physical, and Jesus was talking about spiritual satisfaction. And then Jesus reveals himself as that bread and says to them, "I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe." Jesus was rebuking the crowd. He was saying, "The bread has been given to you. I'm standing right in front of you, but you will not believe. You are not believing." And even in the face of rejection, Jesus is not discouraged. He's not defeated. He's confident. He says to the crowd, "All that the Father gives to me will come to me. You guys are making demands of me. You think you hold all the cards and that my success is contingent upon whether or not you put your stamp of approval on me." Well, in the words of Donnie Parrish, "Wrong-o, tiny one. All that the Father gives to me will come to me." And just like that, Jesus slices that arrogant crowd in half. Do you realize what Jesus is saying about those of you who have come to Christ and what we need to learn from this? He's saying that you are God's trophy of grace to Jesus. You were presented as a gift to Jesus. You're not a trophy of your own intelligence or wisdom. You are a trophy of grace, on no merit of your own, on no worth of your own, but simply based upon God's grace did He woo you and draw you in and open your eyes to see Christ as Savior. The Father gave you to Jesus. We learn that God is on a mission to redeem a people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, and His success is not based upon you or what you will decide. He will succeed. This is not a crapshoot with God playing the odds. All that the Father gives to Jesus will come to Jesus, no doubt about it. And we love this word because it shows us that God redeems us, cleans us, and then presents us to His Son. We are given to Christ as a gift given from a father to a son. How does all of that affect how we live? Well, since we are gifts given by the Father to the Son, there is no place for arrogance in our lives, but only grateful humility, because we know that we, left to ourselves, are no gift at all. Today, when you pray, please pray for Filomeno Kakilala and his wife, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Cebuano Lifeword broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.